Monday is the start of New Jersey's bear hunt. 40 archery portion will begin just before sunrise. Then on Thursday, hunters with muzzleloaders can join in. The second segment, that starts on December 9th, which will allow shotguns and muzzleloaders. The way this works, pretty much as it has been in the past, designated hunting area covers all or parts of Mars, Passaic, Sussex, Warren, Bergen, Hunterdon, Somerset, and Mercer counties. There's a total of 11,000 black bear hunting permits available. We won't know, obviously, till after the two segments are over how many hunters participated. The area is divided into five zones with a zone-specific permit as well as, obviously, a state hunting license required for each area. Now, for hunters, you can purchase two permits for different zones, but you can only take one bear in the October hunt and then one in December. Bears have to be brought to the state check station, which, if you've done this before, you know, that's, again, it stayed the same. Biologists weigh each bear, determine the sex, take a tooth and a hair sample. You look at the bear population being the reason why the hunt was put back into play. Officials with the state's Division of Fish and Wildlife, they estimate the current black bear population in Jersey at around 3,000 in the core counties of Mars, Passaic, Sussex, and Warren. That's up from the estimate of 1,500 back in 2018. And that number is projected to grow to more than 4,000 over the next 2 years. One of the primary reasons, well, the female bears are popping on a bunch of cubs. Female bears in New Jersey produce an average litter every 2 years of 3 cubs, but litters of up to 5 cubs, not exactly unusual. Hunt last year really didn't produce a lot of results. The archery shotgun seasons resulted in a harvest of 493 bears, almost all of them killed in Sussex County, 257 in Warren County, 127. Another reason for the bear hunt, bear reports are up across the state. Through September 21st this year, the DEP received 21 reports of homes entered by bears. That compares to 8 for the same period last year. There were 4 unprovoked dog attacks this year versus 1 for the same time last year. Now, among Category 1 behaviors, that's the most serious, as classified by the state. There were 125 reports for the first 8 months of this year. That compares with 95 last year. Overall sightings, they rose to 467. That's an increase from 242 last year. The state's bear incident classification, that includes 2 other less serious categories. The total numbers of all 3 categories rose by 1/3 for the first 8 months of 2024 compared to last year. Geographically, the most bear encounters came in Sussex County, 646. That's an increase from 399 from last year. Morris County saw an increase from 234 to 271. Warren County, their numbers actually went down from 170 last year to 165 this year. Essex County had 1 call in 2023, 79 this year. And Bergen County, they recorded 59 compared with 43 in the prior year. Now, on a sort of related note, state legislators last month advanced a bill that would create new regulations on unintentional feeding of bears, whether it's done with bird feeders, deer bait, pet food, other meals left for animals in the outdoors, with a fine being up to $1,000 per offense. Background on this, biologists say bears are attracted to pretty much the same kinds of seeds, other food used to try to attract birds, other wildlife. They say unintended feeding draws bears into populated areas, where they're more likely to create those calls I referenced, threatening people, bashing into homes, killing pets, property, livestock, things like that. You might know it's already illegal to purposely feed bears in New Jersey, but the new legislation is A-360 in the Assembly and S-765 in the State Senate would remove the current law's blanket exemption for unintentional feeding and set new requirements for you who live in New Jersey. Now, what are those requirements? I am glad you asked that. Reading here from the bill, it would make it illegal to leave food outdoors for most animals, but it includes exceptions for agricultural uses, people licensed to possess wildlife, and those feeding companion animals or managing an approved cat colony. Those allowances come with the stipulation that any uneaten food be removed every night. It would allow would-be feeding, baiting, or luring of wildlife for management or scientific purpose. For bird feeders put out after April 1st and November 30th, the proposed law has, well, quite a few requirements you're going to have to follow along with now. The feeder has to be suspended on a cable or other device at least 10 feet above the ground. The area below the bird feeder must be kept free from bird food debris, any item that might be construed as bird food. I'm reading from the bill, I swear. Feeders have to be emptied or brought indoors every night. If a bear gains access to the feeder, the access shall be corrected or the bird feeder removed within 48 hours. Law requires a first-time offender to be given a warning, but then penalties after that can reach, as I said, $1,000 per incident, payable to the local municipality. Violations of, as they quote here, a continuing nature can be hit with additional daily fines. And before you start screaming, no, this is not a war on bird feeders.